If you have your Bible, turn to tonight to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1. If you have your place, stand with honor the reading of God's Word. The Bible says, "But of the times and seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with Him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do." I want to preach just a moment tonight, if God will be my help, and I'll try to be brief. I want to preach on this thought, caught off guard. Caught off guard. Now we see here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, the Bible speaks, Paul's telling us about something that's going to take place. And he said he wouldn't have us to be ignorant concerning what's going to happen. But he said, "I want to tell you what's going to happen." He said, "Before long." He said, "Concerning them which are asleep in the Lord Jesus Christ." He said, "I would have that you would not sorrow, amen, as even as others that have no hope." Verse 13, he said, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him." Amen. He's saying that there's something going to take place. He said, if you're worried about those that's gone on, he said, and they've been a child of the King, and they died in the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, don't worry about them. He said, they already taken care of. They've already found a place. They've already gone. They've already found a comfort. They've already pulled up to the table to dine in the presence of God. He said, don't worry about them. He said, praise God, if they died in Jesus Christ, they're all right tonight. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. He said, they're all right. He said, for if we believe. Verse 15, he says, "For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep." Amen. "Which died in Jesus." Said, you ain't going to keep them from getting what God's got for them. I can't keep them from it. You can't keep them from it. The world can't keep them from it. The devil can't keep them from it. Praise be to God. That's been promised to me and you. That's been promised to our forefathers. Praise God, they will receive a due reward. Amen. Glory to God. Ain't you glad for that? That's a promise of God tonight. Bless His holy name. Praise the Lord. Verse 16 said, "For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of an archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first." Amen. All those that's done gone on. Amen. Praise God. They said, God bring with us, and they're going to come out of there. Amen. Praise the Lord. They're going to come out of there. I told you, we got this saying in our mind that, praise God, that they're going to be a bunch of cemeteries that look like proud fields. I'm going to say, God don't have to do that. Hey, praise God. He created it. Praise the Lord. He can go right down to where they're at and bring them up through that mess and never disturb the soil. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. He's a good God of glory. Praise God. It can do all things. Amen. And praise God, I'm glad Brother Andrew tonight, he knows exactly where everybody's planted. Amen. We take a body, praise God, when they die, and we go to the funeral home, and they get them ready. They put them in a box, and we take them out there to the graveside. And you know what we do? We plant them, praise God, in that hope chest, looking for the glorious day of the resurrection. Amen. Praise be to God. Hey, a lot of people are weeping, mourning. It's time to weep and mourn for those that's lost. Amen. Well, you look on that person laying in that box, if they lost and undone without God, you look on them in that box and you shut that box and you'll never see them again. If you're a child of God, and they die lost, you'll never see them again. But praise be to God, if you look in there and you see them, praise God, and they're a born again child of God. Hey, praise God, that body, amen, is just a body that'll go to the ground, and one glorious day in a little while, we'll see them again. Amen. What did you say, preacher? That's that blessed hope that we have. I'm glad tonight, praise God, the church has got hope. Amen. There's a whole lot of people, they don't have no hope, but I'm glad, praise God, that we've got hope, and it's in the Lord. Amen. He said, dead in Christ shall rise first. He said, then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever. I want you to notice something, how Paul has a play of words on here. He said, you're worried about them. He said, they're with God. He's going to bring them with him. He said, after they rise up, praise God, the dead in Christ will rise first, and then those that are alive and remain will be caught up. And he says, you know what? It ain't going to matter about them. You ain't going to think about them no more. You're going to forget about them. Praise God, your mind is going to be on the one that done the resurrection. He praised God. He said, you're going to be thanking, praise God, on the one that got you out. Amen. Praise the Lord. He'll bring you out, glory to God, that He can bring you in. I like that. Praise God. He'll bring you out of sin so He can bring you into glory, God. He'll bring you out of the grave, praise God, so He can bring you into the presence of God. He'll bring you out of a sinful state, praise God, so He can save your soul. Amen. Bless His holy name. Why? Because He's God and He loves us. He goes on and says, wherefore comfort one another with these words. Amen. So Paul gives us a picture of what it's going to be like. What we can expect, praise God, as children of God. But then he says, somebody must say, well, Brother Paul said, you know, we are looking at this thing kind of like today. He said, we're looking at this thing and we're trying to get a picture. We're trying to get a timeline on this thing and we just can't seem to get her nailed down. Brother Paul, can you tell us when this thing's going to happen? Can you look at your crystal ball and just tell us the timeline of all these things coming to pass? Amen. And Brother Paul looked in between Beacon Bill. He said, but of the times and of the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. Now, I want you to notice here, Paul says ye and they and us. Amen? He says ye and they and us. He's talking to the brother. He says ye when he's talking to the brother. And then he talks about they. And then he talks about us. I want you to notice just a moment the difference. Amen? Because it's a difference in those that's going to be caught off guard. There's some people that's going to be expecting things to happen. Amen. Brother Bill, I'm expecting things to happen. I'm expecting some prophecy to be filled. I'm expecting, praise God, till Israel, glory to God, is going to stand, praise the Lord, and all the nation world is going to come against her like they're trying to do now. But you know what? God's on their side, and I'm expecting them to stand. Amen. And I'm seeing it, praise the Lord, right there on the TV. Amen. I'm seeing prophecy before my eyes. Seeing God do with the mighty works. And Paul says here, brother, he said, brother, times have seen, brother, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves, know perfect at the day of the Lord. That's that time of judgment that's coming. Do you realize there's a time of judgment that's coming on this world like this world has never known? A time of awful, awful judgments that's coming. He said, for you yourself know perfect, but the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. You know what that means? That means it's going to come unexpected to them. Amen? To them. It's going to come unexpected. Because he said, for when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them. Amen? They, them. Amen? But he said, you're not going to be ignorant about this because you're going to see this thing. And you're going to see God setting this up. You're going to see God preparing, praise God, a prepared people for a prepared place. Take them out in a prepared time. Amen. He said, you're going to see. He said, we're going to see it. Praise the Lord. He said, come sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child. Amen. And they shall not escape. He said, all of a sudden, this thing's going to come all of a sudden. He said, it's going to come all of a sudden, quick, faster, like travail on a woman. And he said, they're going to be caught off guard. Amen? They're going to be caught off guard. They're not going to be expecting it to happen. He said, it's coming like a thief in the night. Now, they somewhere else that it says that. Look over in 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3 says the same thing. Amen? He said this thing's going to come like a thief in the night. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 10. He said, but the day of the Lord, that's that day of judgment. He said, will come as a thief in the night, into which the heaven shall pass away with a great noise, and elements shall melt with a fervent heat, and the earth also in the works that are therein shall be burned up. Amen? He said, what do you expect? He said, look, he said, this thing's going to take place. He said, it's going to come as a thief at night. He's going to catch them unsuspected when they don't expect a thing. They don't expect a thing. Amen? But he says in verse 4 of 1 Thessalonians 5, he said, but ye, brethren, amen? He said, but ye, brother, he said, you won't be, he said, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. He said, praise God. He said, you're not, you're not living in darkness. He said, you've come into the marvelous light, praise God, of the grace of God. And praise God, through the word of God. He said, you see this thing lining up. You see it playing out. And praise God, you've made provisions. Amen. Amen. He said, they're going to get caught up. They're going to be caught unexpected. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, they're going to be caught off guard. He said, but you're not going to be caught off guard. Because he said, the light's been turned on. He said, you're not living in the dark, just waiting on something to happen. He said, but you've been living in the light, praise the Lord. Amen. Which is the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, you know what's taking place. You know what's going to happen. Praise the Lord. He said, you are the children of light and the children of the day. Amen. We are not. Now notice how he does. He said, ye. And he brings around, he says, we. He said, praise God. He said, I'm in the same boat as you are. He said, I can see the same things that you can. And praise God. He said, from what I'm seeing, what I'm looking at, things is a looking up. Amen. He said, praise be to God. They'll get caught out off guard. They'll get caught unexpected. He'll come as a thief in the night and they won't know it. But praise be to God till judgment hit. But he said, you won't be caught off guard. Amen. He said, because you're living in the light. Praise God. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, we're not of the darkness of the night, nor of darkness. He said, therefore, let us not sleep as do others. Amen. He said, it's time to wake up. He said, let's not get caught slumbering. Amen. Let's not get caught unexpected, praise God. He said, let's keep our eyes wide open, praise God, and let the marvelous light shine in their heart, praise God. I said, we can see what's happening around us. I tell you what, a lot of times in the world that we live in, we choose to be in the dark. Amen. We choose to be dark. We choose darkness. But praise God, I want to say, the children of the world love darkness rather than light. But we're not of the darkness, praise God. We're of the light. Amen. So we start choosing the light. But if we ain't careful, the world infiltrates, praise God, and we get caught up in the dark. Amen. Praise God, what we ought to do when it starts getting dark around us, we need to start hunting the light. Amen. Hey, get out of the dark, praise the Lord. Find you a place where there's some light, glory to God. Amen. A place where it's not so depressing, so it's not so annoying, praise God. Get to a place, glory to God, where there's some light. Amen. Amen. If you ain't careful, you'll get bogged down in the dark. That dark, have you ever noticed how darkness just creeps in? I was working on the working out there next to the shop the other night, and had my sawhorses out there, and I was working, and as dust dark began to set in, and I was working, and I wasn't paying no attention, and the next thing I know, I looked up, and I couldn't even see my ruler. Huh? Darkness comes in. Listen, darkness comes in subtly. Just a little at a time, darkness overtake us. But praise God, that's why we got to be children of the light. Amen. We got to stay close to the Lord. We got to keep our eyes and our focus. Praise God. Paul said, hey, you, me, we've got to keep our eyes open, praise God, and realize that darkness is coming upon us. He said, and we got to run to the light. Amen. Praise the Lord. If we ain't very careful, we'll get caught in that darkness. But praise God, he said, we're not children of the darkness. He said, therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Amen. He said, there's a whole lot of them that's been lulled off into la-la land. Yeah. There's a whole lot of people. There's a whole lot of people that used to be good Bible-believing people, but they've been lulled into sleep. They've been lulled into darkness. Amen. They've been lulled. The devil's told them, said, well, you know what? A little of that's okay. It's okay to let a little bit of that come in. And now, hey, you won't even hardly notice it. Amen. That's how, oh gosh. That's just of the devil, praise God. And what we got to do is realize, praise God, that's just the devil. That's just darkness, praise God, trying to infiltrate our life. And we got to, praise God, just run to the light.
Amen.
Amen. A little bit of darkness. Amen. It'll creep in. And then there'll be a little more darkness. And there'll be a little more darkness. But he said, praise God, he said, don't get lulled into complacency. Don't get lulled, praise God, into being asleep at the wheel, praise God. He said, we need to stay alert.
Amen.
Amen. We got to be, listen, we got to be watching continuously for the devil. We got to be watching continuously because the darkness is trying to sneak in. The darkness is trying to come in. It's trying to overshadow us. It's trying to take us. But praise be to God, when we start recognizing the darkness and we go to the light, praise God, the light of it. You know, have you ever noticed that just a little bit of light will outshine the darkness? Amen. You can be in a place that's totally dark. We was down in a cavern one time, and I mean, you talk about black, you couldn't see your hand right there. And they turned the lights out and you couldn't see nothing. But there's a fellow just took a match. Huh? He just took, it was a Bic is what it was, a little lighter. And he took and flicked his Bic. And praise God, when he did, that light thing illuminated up and there was light all over the place. That light was a bouncing off of those walls. It was, praise God. And all of a sudden, the darkness had to flee when the light come on.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. I don't know about you, but I'm going to be one of the we, praise God, that's a living in the light and fleeing from the dark.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I don't want to get caught off guard. Amen. What do you say? I want to be the one looking for the Lord when He comes. Bless His holy name. Praise His name. He said, but for they that sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. You know, here they are, they again. Amen. They that sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. Amen. Did you ever notice that's when all you drunks come out? Huh? Amen. You got to watch driving at night because that's when all the drunks come out on the road. Somehow they've gotten their mind, you know, if they can get out and drive drunk at night and nobody will see them. You see the devil's lie? You see how he said, well, all you got to do is get in the dark and do it in the dark and nobody will see you. We're living in the world today, praise God. You know what? You know, I'll do it over here in the dark. I'll do it over here and the preacher won't see me. The church people won't see me. The Lord won't see me. But I won't say, praise God, He sees everything. It's a lie of the devil saying, well, you go ahead and do it in the dark. Amen. Them old drunks get out there on the road and they say, well, I can do it in the dark. Nobody see me. And praise God, about that time they come around. That's a lie of the devil. Amen. About that time that you come around the curve and there's a license check. Huh? I love it. Praise God. You say, preacher, you like to go through them? Yeah. It gets the drunks off the road. Praise God. So I don't have to worry about running over my wife, my children, my grandchildren. Amen. I would have got to get them all off the road. I would that alcohol. I hate liquor, praise God.
Amen.
I hate it. I hate drugs. I hate alcohol. There was a little old girl, a little baby girl, just three hours older than me that went out of here because of something, praise God, that distracted her mama. Amen. 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 It's just a lie of the devil. So you got to have that. And you know what? It caught her unsuspected. It caught her unawares. And you know who pays? You know who end up paying the price? Is these little old youngins. God help, I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine how that poor papa or mama is feeling today. Oh God, I can't even imagine. God help them, pray for that family. Why? Because they took her eyes, but she got caught in the dark. Allow darkness come in. Oh, she didn't think it. Oh, it don't have a control on me. I've got control. I know what I'm doing. Does that sound familiar? Amen. That's a lie of the devil. You'll be caught in the dark. Amen. The Lord will come, a trumpet will shout, and everybody will go out of here, and you'll look around, and you'll still be here. Amen. We better not get caught in the dark. Amen. Praise the Lord. We better stay with the Lord. Better get saved and mean it. Praise the Lord. But he says, they that sleep, sleep in the night. And they that are drunken, are drunken in the night. He said, but let us who are of the day be sober. Amen. He said, let us that are living in the light, praise God, let us be vigilant, let us be watching, let us pay attention to what's happening around us, praise God, so we won't be caught off guard. Amen. I don't know about you, I don't want to be caught off guard. See, I want to be able to look, I want to be able to see, I want to know what God's doing. Amen. All right, praise God, I love to watch it and see God work and see prophecy being fulfilled. Amen. Seeing God's mighty hand at work. Hey, I don't want nothing to lull me, praise God, where I can't see what God's doing. Where I can't recognize, praise God, the mighty hand of God. Amen. When I read His Word and I see it happening, praise God, I want to be able to see that. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to know something's happening around us. Praise the Lord. He said, let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for helmet the hope of salvation. Praise the Lord. He said, we're living in the light. He said, we need to be ready. He said, we put on that breastplate. He said, we put on that helmet of salvation. He said, we're geared up. We're prepared. And said, we're watching. We're looking to see what God's got coming our way. Amen. In Luke chapter 20, I believe it is. In Luke chapter 21. In Luke chapter 21, verse 25, the Bible says this. The Lord says this. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations, with perplexity the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Amen. What are you saying? Hey, listen, I'm looking for things to be shaken. Amen. Boy, there's a message there when God shakes things up. Amen. I'm looking for God to shake things up. Hey, I'm looking for, I'm expecting it, praise the Lord. Amen. He goes on, verse 27, said, then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with great power and great glory. I want you to notice who he's talking to here. He said, they shall see. He didn't say you, he didn't say me, he didn't say us. He said, they will see. Amen. Praise the Lord. Coming in the cloud of power and with great glory. Lord Jesus Christ coming to judge this world. Amen. He said, when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Amen. He said, the Lord's a coming. Praise God. He's coming to do business. He said, just put on the breastplate and the helmet. Praise God. And just be ready and expecting. Praise God. So you won't be caught off guard. Amen. He said, for God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, he didn't appoint us to wrath. He appointed us to salvation. Amen. Hey, boy, bless my heart. We've got an appointment with salvation because we've got an appointment with the Savior. Amen. That great physician, the great shepherd, praise God, the keeper of our soul, the author and finisher of faith, praise God. He said, listen, you've got an appointment with Him. You need to make an appointment with Him. Praise the Lord. And keep it. Amen. So how do we keep it? By trusting Him. He'll keep it for you. Amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Because why? Because who died for us. Amen. See, there's Paul. He's talking about us again. He's not talking about they. Why? Because they come. They're going to get that day of punishment. They're going to get that day of tribulation. They're going to get that day of wrath. The wrath of God is going to be poured out upon them. But he said, praise God, you're not appointed to wrath. Amen. He said, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep. Amen. In other words, he said, whether we're alive or dead. Amen. Whether we've already, but old carcass already been laid in the grave, or whether we're awake, whether we're still alive and going. Praise God. He said, whether we wake or sleep, we shall live together with Him. Amen. Amen. He said, ye, us, we, praise God, together with Him. Amen. He said, they ain't got it so good. He said, but we do. Amen? He said, they're having a pretty rough time. But said, we're not. He said, they're struggling in the dark. But he said, praise God, we're in the light. Amen. Everything around us is being illuminated and we see what's going on. Amen. The devil blinds us and we can't, he don't want us to see. Amen. He wants us to live in the dark. He's got the Jew blinded now. The Jew can't see. Amen. The Jew can't see. They're living in darkness. Amen. Do you know statistically the 2/3 of the Jews voted for Barack Obama? And he hates their guts. He despises the Jew. He does. He hates them. He won't even meet with their prime minister when he comes to this nation. And that's just respect. He hates it. But yet they... Why? Because they're blind. They can't see. They don't realize... But you know what? They're playing right into the hand of God. They're helping fulfill prophecy. Leading to them, praise the Lord. Amen. As God's gathering them together, one last time, getting them together as a nation, getting them together for a mighty battle. Amen. Where He can show them once and for all that He's God. But you know what's He going to do? He said, They're they that's living in the dark. But praise God, He said, one of these days, I can tell you, He said, one of these days, they're going to see the light. They're going to see Jesus coming with power and great glory. Amen. Praise God. They're going to see it. And they're going to realize it. But he says in concluding here, Paul says, wherefore? He said, comfort yourselves together. Amen. And edify, uplift one another. Even as also ye do. Amen. He said they're out there and he said they're in the dark. They don't even realize what's happening. They're going to be caught off guard. But he said, you know what? You just go ahead and continue to comfort one another. Just continue to come together. Just begin to help each other. Continue to lift up each other. Continue to encourage each other. Because praise God, he said the lights are shining on you. Amen. As we gather together, the lights are shining on us, praise God. And we see the good glory of God. And we recognize His magnificence. Amen. And we realize that He's on our side, that He cares for us. He's watching over us, praise God. And we're trusting Him, praise the Lord, to do that that needs to be done in our lives. I preached over at the nursing home. David said, I extol the Lord. So I lift Him up. I magnify Him for what He's done, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God, how He is God. And He brought me from way down here and He put me up here. Don't feel like I belong, praise God. But God put me here. Amen. Took me out of darkness and put me in the marvelous light. Amen. He said, I'm not going to have you over where you don't know me. He said, I don't want you to not know. But He said, I'm going to put you in the light so you can know. He said, I'm going to put you in the light so you can see. He said, I'm going to put you in the light so you won't be caught off guard. Amen. He said, what I'm going to do, he said, I'm going to put you over here so you can see, so you can be expecting what takes place. So you can be expecting something, praise God, to take place in your life. Something, expecting something to take place for you. God to do something for you. Praise the Lord. And He said, I'm expecting you to be able to see it. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, I want you to see it. Hey, listen, God ain't done this thing in a box. Amen. He's done it. He put it right out here where we can see it. He said, youngins, if you're living in the dark, it's your own fault. He said, it's time for you to get over into the marvelous light. Amen. Let the light shine on you, praise God, so that you can see what God's got in store for your future. Amen. He said, if you're still living in the dark, He said, it ain't God's fault. Amen. If you can't realize yet how blessed you are and what God, the promises that God's got for you, praise God. He said, you're still living dark. He said, it's your fault. He said, you're going to be caught off guard. He said, it's time for you to just move out of the darkness and move over into the light. You say, well, preacher, how do I do that? I'm not sure how to do it. I'll tell you what to do. Look around here. Look around here and you find you an old saint of God that's been here a while. Amen. You find you an old saint of God that's stayed with the stuff. Don't put your eyes on Brother Bill. He's leaving. Bless his heart. Can't. Amen. But you put your eyes on an old saint that's living for God, trying to do things right. Amen. Brother Steve told me, tell you, you ain't going nowhere. He's praying you have to stay here. So sell the house, forget about that. No, I'm just kidding. I know you got to do what you got to do, but we love you. But if something, if you need help, praise God, you take and you put your eyes on somebody that's walking with God and been walking with Him a while. Amen. And you, what you do is Paul says you use them for an example, how you want your life to be. And you pick somebody that's focused on God, that's faithful to God, that's faithful to church, faithful to their family, faithfully walking in the right path. And he said, you put your eyes, your focus on him. And he said, you do like they do. You imitate them. Amen. You say, preacher, what'll that do? That'll get you out of the darkness. And it'll put you in the marvelous light of the Lord Jesus Christ. So that we can walk together and do it right. Amen. So that one day, Lord, we can be well-pleasing to God. And we'll be children of the light. Paul said, we, praise God, have moved out of darkness. He said, we don't slumber, sleep, praise God. He said, we're alive, we're awake, praise God, we're watchful, and we're looking for the Lord. And we're looking to the Lord to make the difference. He said, it's no longer about us and what we can do, but it's what He's already done for us, taking us out of the dark, amen, and moved us into the light.